Imagine walking through a forest and suddenly realizing that every tree, shrub, and blade of grass is actively sensing your presence. The plants aren't just passively existing, they're listening, communicating, remembering, and perhaps even seeing you. This isn't science fiction, it's the revolutionary perspective offered in The Light Eaters. Plants, those seemingly passive green beings we barely notice, possess remarkable capabilities that challenge our understanding of intelligence and consciousness. They remember past experiences, communicate with neighbors, recognize relatives, hear sounds, and possibly even see. What if the green background of our world is actually filled with sensing, feeling beings? What if the trees in your backyard know you're there? As climate change threatens countless species, this exploration couldn't be more timely. It doesn't just change how we see plants, it transforms how we understand life itself. Plants perform Earth's most remarkable magic trick, transforming sunlight into life itself. Their story began over a billion years ago when an alga-like cell swallowed a cyanobacteria, creating a chimeric organism capable of photosynthesis. This first plant initiated the transformation that would eventually make our planet habitable. When plants colonized land some 500 million years ago, they encountered a carbon dioxide-rich world. Through photosynthesis, they gradually created our oxygen-rich atmosphere by converting sunlight into chemical energy, drawing in carbon dioxide, and combining these with water to produce glucose and oxygen, the foundation of all life. Most of us suffer from plant blindness, seeing vegetation as an indistinguishable green smudge rather than thousands of distinct individuals. While we can differentiate between dog breeds, we struggle to tell a beech from a birch. Indigenous cultures maintain closer plant relationships, often including them in family structures. The Anishinaabe consider plants second brothers, created before animals, with humans as the youngest brothers, the most dependent beings, not the lords of creation. At dawn, forests buzz with activity as plants communicate through scent, creating drama as complex as a Russian epic. This revolutionary concept suggests forests are far more intricate than previously imagined. In 1983, David Rhodes discovered trees warning each other about caterpillar invasions through airborne signals, with unaffected trees turning their leaves toxic preemptively. His conclusion about tree communication was so controversial it ended his career. Years later, Rick Carbon at UC Davis validated plant communication with scientific rigor. His research showed sagebrush warns relatives about predators, with warnings from genetic kin taken more seriously. Plants in peaceful environments use private chemical signals understood only by close relatives, while threatened populations broadcast public warnings all neighbors can understand, similar to songbirds modifying alarm calls based on threat levels. Most intriguingly, sagebrush exhibits personality differences. Some appear skittish, signaling distress at minor disturbances, while others remain calm under similar circumstances. Electricity flows through all living organisms as a fundamental marker of life. In plants, electrical conductivity enables rapid signaling throughout their bodies, challenging our understanding of their perception without brains. Venus flytraps and Mimosa pudica demonstrate remarkable responses to anesthetics. They stop their characteristic movements when exposed. This suggests fundamental similarities in how electrical signaling enables awareness across different life forms. Plants respond to touch through thigma morphogenesis. Brief daily stroking causes stems to grow shorter, stouter, and more flexible, helping them withstand wind and animal disturbances. Though appearing unaffected when handled, plants internally experience physiological reactions similar to being startled. In 2013, Simon Gilroy and Masatsugu Toyoda witnessed electricity moving through plants in waves. Using fluorescent plant technology, they observed that after pinching a leaf with glutamate-coated tweezers, green luminance rippled outward through the entire plant, following vein patterns resembling human nerves. Glutamate, essential in human brains, accelerated this electrical response. This mechanism's resemblance to animal nervous systems raises questions about whether plants possess comparable signaling systems themselves. Plants interact with sound and vibration in sophisticated ways. Research shows they can hear by detecting caterpillar chewing vibrations, distinguishing between threatening predators and harmless insects, and responding defensively only to actual threats. Plants' tiny leaf hairs, trichomes, function as acoustic antennae that pick up specific frequencies, similar to hair cells in animal ears, allowing them to sense airborne vibrations and detect insect footsteps. The beach evening primrose demonstrates remarkable sensitivity, increasing nectar sweetness within minutes of exposure to honeybee flight recordings while ignoring irrelevant sounds. Its teacup shape resonates at the specific frequency of bee wings. Plants' roots show similar acoustic awareness. Pea seedlings in Y-shaped tubes consistently grow toward the sound of running water in sealed pipes, explaining why tree roots often burst through water pipes. Plants also make sounds. Scientists have recorded plants emitting ultrasonic clicks that vary by species and condition. Stressed plants produce significantly more sounds, with drought-stressed tomatoes making 35 sounds per hour compared to fewer than one when well-watered. Plants demonstrate memory despite lacking brains. Nasa Poisiana from the Peruvian Andes remembers pollinator visit intervals and adjusts its pollen presentation accordingly, adapting when experimentally visited at different frequencies. Plants also remember seasonal patterns. Garlic requires vernalization, the memory of winter cold, to properly sprout in spring. The Cornish mallow turns its leaves before sunrise to face where the sun will appear, storing information overnight. The Venus flytrap counts stimuli before releasing digestive enzymes, ensuring it's caught worthwhile prey. Climbing vines display intelligence through purposeful movement. The parasitic daughter vine circles the air, sniffing for hosts, preferring nutritious options like tomatoes over wheat. Unlike our centralized brains evolved for mobility, plants developed distributed intelligence suited to stationary existence. This allows them to sacrifice parts while maintaining wholeness, a different but equally valid form of consciousness. Bochila trifoliolata has become a botanical celebrity for its unprecedented mimicry abilities. This remarkable vine transforms its leaves to match neighboring plants, appearing elongated and glossy, tiny and mint green, or developing thorns when climbing thorny hosts. Most impressively, it can simultaneously mimic up to four different plants, matching their shape, color, texture, and vein patterns without physical contact. Some researchers suggest plants may possess a form of vision. Frantisic Beluska proposes that leaf epidermis might function as a visual organ beyond merely distinguishing light from dark. Others theorize microorganisms might transfer from host plants to Bochila, affecting leaf-shaping genes. Plants demonstrate remarkable social awareness. American sea rocket plants recognize siblings, growing roots aggressively near unrelated plants but restraining growth beside family members. Impatiens arrange leaves to avoid shading siblings, while sunflowers yield 47% more oil when grown densely with kin. Even seeds demonstrate social awareness before sprouting. Asiatic plantain seeds coordinate germination timing based on neighbors, with siblings synchronizing sprouting and accelerating when planted alongside competitors. Seeing plants as beings worthy of rights could revolutionize our moral system and relationship with Earth. Understanding plants as intelligent, communicative beings offers not just scientific insight, but a path towards sustainability and the humility needed to protect the web of life that sustains us.